Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Orsilac. Batting second. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting seventh. The DH, Jim Traber. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rick Shue. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Pete Harnish. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jody Reed. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Smithson. And now, play ball. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Orsilac strikes out. 1 out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Anderson strikes out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Evans strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Greenwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tettleton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Barrett catches it and throws to second with Reed covering, to double up Murray. 2 outs. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Traber hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Rice strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Reed hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rickshaw is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsilak is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsilak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Parrish scoops it up and throws to first, with Smithson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Boggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett bunts towards the mound. Harnish fields it and throws to first for the out. Boggs moves to third. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Greenwell moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Murray is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sheets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sheets takes first base on ball 4. Murray moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tettleton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Tettleton reaches second base with a double. Murray scores. Sheets goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Traber is 0 for 1 in the game. Traber hits a pop-up towards first. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reed is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Harnish covering, for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boggs hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shue is 0-for-1 in the game. Shue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Orsalak is 0-for-2 in the game. Orsalak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Sheet settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Harnish covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Greenwell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murray hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Murray reaches second base with a double. Bob Stanley now pitching. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sheets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Parrish scoops it up and throws to first, with Stanley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burks hits a pop-up towards third. Shue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Todd Benzinger now playing first base. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tettleton strikes out. 1 out. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Traber is 0-for-2 in the game. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Shue is 0-for-2 in the game. Shue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keith Hughes pinch hits for Billy Ripken. Keith Hughes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hughes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rene Gonzalez now playing second base. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Orsilac. Reed reaches second base with a double. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gedman is 0-for-2 in the game. Gedman bunts towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gedman for the out. Reed moves to third. 1 out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Sheets. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Reed scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive towards third. Shue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boggs moves to third. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Orsilac is 0-for-3 in the game. Orsilac hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards first. Benzinger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ripken for the out. Orsilac moves to third. 2 outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Murray hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Orsilac scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Sheets reaches second base with a double. Murray scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Lee Smith now pitching. Butch Davis pinch runs for Larry Sheets. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Davis now playing left field. Mark Williamson now pitching. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Greenwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Burks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Burks takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Burks moves to second. Randy Cutcher pinch runs for Jim Rice. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Benzinger hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burks moves to third. Two outs. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Reed is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Reed hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burks scores. Cutcher moves to second. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Kevin Romine pinch hits for Rich Gedman. Mark Thurmond now pitching. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Romine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Cerrone now catching. Jim Traber batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Traber is 0-for-3 in the game. Traber takes first base on ball 4. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Shue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shue hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Stanisek pinch hits for Rene Gonzalez. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stanisek strikes out. Two outs. Joe Orsolak is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Orsolak is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Orsolak hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.